So you've heard of the federal government, the Obama administration's Race to the Top program to find best practices in public schools around the nation. Well, 4 years ago, the Microsoft Corporation started something you might call the private sector's version of Race to the Top. They designed the School of the Future. It opened its doors to Philadelphia high school students. And the goal there was to build a model for 21st century learning communities around the world. We're joined this morning by the school's principal, Rosalind Chivas, to fill us in on how the school and its students have fared in the last 4 years. Madam Principal, good morning.
Good morning.
So you've got some graduates to talk about, I imagine.
Yes, we do.
And what is the track record, at least as far as their future plans are concerned?
Well, we graduated 117 seniors. It is, I should tell you, a neighborhood comprehensive high school in an urban setting. Our students come from our immediate demographic area, which is a high poverty area, low economic, because we could only house a certain number of learners. We get those learners by way of lottery. So in other words, in order to qualify for the lottery, you have to live in the immediate demographic area. I am very happy to say that we were able, due to the hard work of our staff and counseling staff in particular, to get all of them into a college or university.
And congratulations.
Which is the first time ever for a neighborhood comprehensive large urban high school in Philadelphia.
And congratulations for that.
Part
of the means to achieve that end was heavy use of Dell laptops that were supplied to students. There was talk of a paperless curriculum. Did that actually bear out?
It started out that way. Unfortunately, I was the fourth principal in less than 2 years, so it had its problems in terms of startup operations. I can tell you that we do have a one-to-one technology solution. The program is infused with technology, but, you know, that's all fine and well, but the bottom line is people.
Right.
And that's what really makes the difference. I was asked yesterday or the day prior when we had held our graduation ceremony, what was the one thing that I felt that made the difference for this class? And I have to tell you, it was the caring adults in that building.
And, you know, right, exactly. What you're saying is technology only goes so far. And, you know, we're a startup here on this program, and, you know, startups are rough going. I mean, you have all kinds of turnover. It sounds like you had some turnover there.
Absolutely.
What do you think distinguishes this school, makes it different now looking 4 years back and looking forward to the next set of graduates?
Well, we have a set of competencies that we borrowed from the Microsoft Corporation in terms of what we felt learners needed to have in order to be successful in life. They focused on a competency wheel that can be found online. Things like intangible skills, like learning on the fly, dealing with ambiguity, things that learners have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. I can say that what's different is the technology. A lot of our learners come to us below skills below grade level.
Well, and 100% graduation record is a terrific accomplishment. I love that learning on the fly idea. Rosalind Chivas is principal of Microsoft School of the Future in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.